are listening to Hey, Let's Get Real with Mallory Lauren. Have you ever had to do whatever it takes to support your family? I was working overnights and getting home when everyone was waking up for the day. I watched my youngest during the day while my oldest was at school and my fiancé was at work. I would sleep around 5 to 6 hours a day if I was lucky. I was tired and knew something had to change. That's when I decided to do the research and learn how I could work from home. Let's fast forward to today, where I'm speaking to successful female entrepreneurs about all things business, family, and life. So grab a seat while we share our stories, and hey, let's get real. On today's episode, I am speaking with Sarah Kahn, who is a personal and professional growth coach and online business manager. She went all in on creating a business on her own terms, but not in the way you think. A pragmatic dreamer, she believes creating success is a marathon, not a sprint, and that there's no finish line. This former corporate shill and forever working mom is known as the ultimate BS buster, telling it like it is. Welcome, Sarah. I'm so happy you are here. Why don't you tell me a little about yourself and what you do?
All right. Well, thanks, first of all, for having me. I'm really, really pleased to be here. So I am a mom of two, and I always start with mom of two. I know some people don't like talking about motherhood as part of the business, but I'm a big believer that business and personal life, especially when you're working for yourself, it's not compartmental. And they're a big part of, you know, who I am and what I do. So I'm a mom of two, powerhouse, very spirited girls. I'm also an online business manager, or an OBM, and what that means is I help online business owners that have gotten to a certain point in their business and, you know, the growth has kind of stagnated, they're ready to scale, so they hire me to come in and basically run the business for them. They hand over all the day-to-day operations so that they can focus on growth and kind of overcoming that plateau that they've reached. So I would come in and manage all their systems and their projects and their teams. Essentially be the kind of back-end version of them in their business. I'm also a certified executive coach. I coached for a very long time in the communications area when I was in corporate, and that kind of segued really nicely into the work that I do as an OBM, because I can help women business owners who are really trying to set those boundaries, not only with other people on their time, but also with themselves. And so that allows them to then show up more consciously, more purposefully, and I can kind of give them a hand with their personal and professional development.
That is awesome. So now is my favorite time on the show, where it's time to get real. Tell me about a struggle that you've had and how you have overcome it.
I think the biggest struggle that I had was specifically with transitioning from a traditional 9-to-5 job to being self-employed. So I'm probably not unlike a lot of the moms that are and business women that are listening. I worked in, you know, the traditional workspace for, oh gosh, I'm going to age myself here, 25 years. Mm-hmm. So having to make that transition to being self-employed was a real challenge, because you hear a lot about, you know, one of the main reasons women like to work for themselves is because they're tired of the traditional workspace not really accommodating a lot of their specific needs. And so the idea mm-hmm. of being able to work from home, set your own time, spend time with your kids is a very big draw for women. And a lot of women get sucked into that frame of mind when they decide to leave corporate or leave the 9-to-5 and start their own business. And for me, that was definitely a struggle, because when you start your own business, you realize that it's actually a lot more time consuming than a 9-to-5. And, you know, you are working late into the night, sometimes early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it can be really frustrating if you're used to having like the 9-to-5 or 8-to-4 block of time to work within. When you have kids at home, that is not necessarily going to happen. A lot of the work that I do happens in 10, 20, sometimes half hour chunks of time, interspersed with, you know, kids running around, mm-hmm. having to look after their food needs and other things You know, sometimes the little one will be on my lap when I'm having client meetings. And that's just the reality of working from home and owning your own business. And I think for me, mentally, that was the biggest challenge, was that you're not going to have a solid 9-to-5 workday without interruptions where you can kind of set your own agenda. So having to shift that mindset and really understand that you're going to be working a much more flexible time frame, and the mm-hmm. hours that you put in are going to be different every day. And you got to be okay with that.
Yes. That was one of the hardest struggles for me as well, just transitioning from being home with kids and trying to balance work.
Oh, absolutely. Because every day is different. So you may have the best of intentions, and then maybe the little one wakes up at 5 o'clock, and that's the time you plan to actually wake up and do some work, you know, and they don't nap during the day or whatever it is. So you've just got to be comfortable with that.
Yep, that's so true. All right. Is there any places that people can find you online so they can follow you and support you in what you do?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm on Facebook. I'm a big Facebook user, so you can find me, actually. My business page is linchpin.virtual. So it's facebook.com/linchpin, linchpin.virtual. That's my business page. I've also got a really awesome community of women. It's Time to Come Home. So if you search for Facebook groups, Time mm-hmm. to Come Home, everyone's more than welcome. It's a no selling, no strings, no pressure kind of community where we just lift each other up and we support each other through whatever challenges the women in the group might be going through.
Perfect. And I will add those links in the show notes as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for coming on and sharing with us, Sarah. It was great speaking with you today. Don't forget to come back for the next episode, where I am speaking with Salma Bernice, where she shares with us about how important setting boundaries are within your business and personal life. If you like this podcast and would like to hear more, please subscribe and leave me a review and rating. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on Hey, Let's Get Real.